Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, as part of its continuing efforts to respond to the detection of African swine fever in the Dominican Republic and prevent its introduction into the mainland United States along with Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands, the USDA is preparing to establish a foreign animal disease protection zone. Now, USDA's Chief Veterinary Officer Rosemary Sifford explains more about this additional action to help further safeguard the U.S. swine herd and protect the interests along with the livelihoods of U.S. pork producers.
We're going to use these additional mitigations that we are putting in place to develop a protection zone. In addition to the surveillance and the education and outreach, we are also looking at opportunities to further restrict the pork products that might move in interstate commerce from Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands to the mainland. Normally, those items have not been restricted. We are going to add some restrictions there, and that will allow us to provide the OIE all the information that they would need for us to put in place a protection zone for the U.S. Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico.
Certainly a lot of effort going on right now to keep the U.S. swine herd safe and healthy. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.